Let's create a pivotal impact. Friends in the industry. So I really want to welcome you to the Truck Focus Podcast. My name is Josh Hanabury, the host here. And in today's episode, it is the June 2022 recap episode, where if you've never listened to a recap episode before, great to have you. Really excited. I do welcome you to our community, welcome you for the first time. And if you have listened to a recap episode before, I also welcome you back. Super grateful for your time. And just a quick overview. So when I do the recap monthly episodes, I really get to highlight and brag about the industry leaders that showed up within that month. So who I'm going to be talking about today showed up on the podcast in June 2022. All direct links are in the show notes. So I highly recommend that you take a moment and just, taking a moment through listening, but also reading the text, reading the descriptions, clicking the links and checking out some other episodes. It's always greatly appreciated. And I'm just super grateful for the industry leaders that really did step up over this last month and just continue to serve our industry. But also thank you for just coming onto the Truck Focus Podcast. So before we go too much further, I really want to give a huge shout out to our sponsor, Pioneer Safety Solutions. And Pioneer Safety Solutions is a network of experienced land, transportation, occupational health and safety, and environmental consultants that work closely with their customers to understand their needs to construct a solution together. So I highly recommend that you learn more by visiting pioneersafetysolutions.com. And of course, their direct link is in the show notes as well. So again, for those that, if this is the first time you've ever checked out the Truck Focus Podcast, and just, I guess, a reiteration for return listeners, the Truck Focus Podcast is all about connecting industry leaders to industry to help create a pivotal change. So when I talk about pivotal change, first off, I use the word pivotal as in intentional. And when we're talking about a pivotal change, you as a person, you as a professional are intentionally trying to make a difference for the better in the lives of others within our industry. So when I'm introducing industry leaders that are doing that, it's to help solve problems. It's to identify new opportunities, new solutions. But again, I just really want to reiterate, pivotal impact is intentional change. We're intentionally trying to serve our industry for the better. And again, I'm just super grateful for our listener, or for our industry leader, sorry, that just continue to step up, show up, serve, make our industry a better place for the long term, because it's super important. So if you want to learn more, my website link directly is in the show notes, of course, as well as you can check us out on social media. So just check out Truck Focus Podcast. And you can see more about our mission. I do ask that you subscribe to the channel that you're listening to, so that way you're notified of all upcoming episodes. But also feel free to share this episode out. Just the better, I guess, sphere of influence we can have, the greater sphere of influence, I should say, the better off we all are. And again, our industry leaders, I'm just super grateful. So again, thank you so much. And again, all links that I talked about are in the show notes. So episode 121, I had a mentor and friend of mine, Chris Harris, who owns Safety Dog, come back. And first off, Chris, thank you so much again for just the continued mentorship that you're having in my life, in my journey, in my son's life, and his journey, as we're going to be recording a episode through our Youthful Take on Transportation series right away. But episode 121, it was a catch-up episode. It was talking about the necessity of mentorship in transportation and a couple other handful of things. So I really think when you're navigating through your space in the transportation industry, mentorship is, like, it's crucial. And if you're a professional driver, if you're in operations, if you're in management, if you're in ownership, regardless of your title, mentorship is key for your success, because ultimately success leaves clues. And when people can mentor you because they've been where you need to be, they've gone through what you need to go through, it's a lot easier to navigate. Okay, this feeling is natural. Yes. Okay, good. Or, oh, I'm up against this. How do I climb over it? Oh, you do this. Awesome. So there's a lot of just opportunity there. And Chris has really been there for me, which I really appreciate. So again, episode 121, I also recommend that you check out the Safety Dog. So check out their podcast. Check if you're in Ontario and you need CVOR consulting. Again, all the links are directly in the show notes. And I'm just super grateful, Chris. Thank you so much again for taking time. And just for the continuous impact that you're having in our industry. It's awesome. So episode 122, Jessica Paskey. So she's a recruitment specialist, and she is amazing. So when we were diving into her journey, she is a third generation transportation professional, and she really has a care for people. So she's just doing a phenomenal job, not just saying as a recruiter, okay, great. Yeah, we're going to get hired. You're hired. See ya. It's no, no, no. She maintains super good relationships with her driving force and just, yeah, constantly is there for people, always helping out. So through our conversation, we really do dive into just what advice that Jessica can share that other carriers, big or small, can implement right away, not only to improve the recruiting journey, but also the onboarding and retention journey, which I think is super important. So again, Jessica, thank you so much for hopping on. That's episode 122. Episode 123, I had a great conversation with some friends of mine, Christine Van Essen and Carmen Gordon. They're compliance leaders for one of North America's safest organizations. And we really dive into just how to communicate in such a way that it impacts the level of buy-in when we're talking compliance. And both Christine and Carmen have a ton of respect for. They're super strong leaders in our industry. And it's just really exciting when you can see people and hear people share golden nuggets on, oh yeah, we can try this, and just showing up for people and being there for people and implementing it this way. So it was a phenomenal conversation in episode 123 that I highly recommend that you check out. And also that episode was sponsored by our friends at Compliance Box. So Compliance Box is a tool made by National Safety Code Auditor that generates and tracks important National Safety Code documents in an easy, effective, and efficient way. So again, huge shout out to Compliance Box. Christine, Carmen, thank you again so much for taking the time, joining me on the podcast. We've had a great conversation. And again, compliance, the word compliance is such a bubble. Like there's so much meaning behind it. But when you're able to effectively communicate in a way that changes culture, changes behavior, empowers, celebrates, I think there's a lot of success there. So again, check that episode out. Episode 124, I have my buddy on, Chad Hayden, who's the CEO and founder of Galatea Technologies. And first off, Chad's ability to see massive change shifts and how to create solutions for that is, I say, he is incredible. Like, so huge shout out to Chad. And in our conversation, we really dive into the backstory, like what solutions was Galatea Technologies designed to solve. But also then we talked about how he's using this technology and how he's working with customers from a producer to a carrier to the receiver to say, okay, this is how we can follow these processes. So it's automation, it's communication, it's compliance, and ultimately it's celebrating professional drivers, which I think is ultimately just absolutely incredible. So huge shout out to Chad and Galatea Technologies. Definitely check out episode 124. All right, so we do a little bit of a jump due to some things that happened in May, where there's a couple of special editions. We're actually episode 127. So if you want to learn more about May, check out the May recap episode. And in today's conversation and episode 127, I have a great conversation with my friend Amanda Dodell. So she's with Tool Pete Insurance, which is part of the Navicord group. And we really talk about thinking outside of the box when you're navigating through just insurance inquiries and challenges, but also how to really be mindful of building your organizational structure and your compliance structure and your operations in a way that really does align with what your insurance needs are. And the fact that you need to have a great relationship with your insurance broker, that's crucial. So I highly recommend that you check out episode 127. And Amanda, thank you so much again for hopping on. Had a really good conversation. Episode 128, I get to speak with my buddy Jack Bay, so who is the social media manager at My Trucker Pro. So we dive into community and how important community is when you're operating, not just in the transportation industry, but in life. And Jack's story is phenomenal. And he's such a super good guy. And just seeing how he genuinely cares about community, he understands how to build community and build engagement, how they're using that at My Trucker Pro. Absolutely amazing. And I'm a huge advocate for My Trucker Pro, and I really recommend that you sign up for free today. Just visit mytruckerpro.com, create a free account. And they're a platform that's shifting how the industry is going to function. So they're a community platform, there's a marketplace, there's tons of great information, amazing suppliers offering great benefits at a really good rate, lots of good stuff happening, and just more to come. So again, Jack, thank you so much. And communities are so important. And when you feel part of a community and you feel like you belong, it's crucial. So Jack, just keep doing what you're doing, man. Thank you for your leadership. And again, I highly recommend you check out episode 128. episode 129. I'm super grateful that my buddy and mentor, Chris Volkam, owner of KCAN Safety Consulting and Compliance Box, returns to the podcast. So first off, Compliance Box was our first sponsor. And I'm just super grateful for his faith in our dream here at the Truck Focus Podcast and our mission and just where we're taking just again, video and audio relationships and communications to really impact those operating within the transportation industry. So Chris is just an incredible leader. So we dive into new carrier compliance reviews for new Alberta carriers. And that's really important because there's a lot of things happening in our industry right now where we talk a lot about compliance. And Chris is a master, crazy expert, phenomenal knowledge base, and his ability to articulate information is amazing, where we really need to understand, not just for new carriers, but existing carriers, what's required. So when it starts at new, so your brand new trucking company, regardless of sector, there's certain things you have to have in place. We dive into that. And then we dive into what to expect within your review within the first 9 to 12 months. But through this conversation, it's really clear. It doesn't stop at 12 months. Compliance doesn't stop. It has to be part of your culture, has to be part of your processes, has to be part of your budget. And I think Chris does a phenomenal job just diving into that, but also how Compliance Box is helping carriers manage their compliance efficiently and easily. So again, highly recommend that you check out episode 129, but also that you learn more about Compliance Box. KCAN, if you're looking for a consultant, and just him, Chris, this phenomenal guy. Duncan, shout out to you, my friend. Like, just super good people and just really respect their leadership in our industry. So that's episode 129. Episode 130, phenomenal conversation. So it's part two of our three-part series where I speak with Stephanie and Marin, who's the host of the Soulful Leader podcast, and my good friend Dana, the owner of the Mindful Trucker. And when we're talking in this series, it's shifting the focus in transportation. And it's a series that consists of a deep dive into what is culture, what's culture within an organization, and how do people play a crucial role living and or dying, unfortunately, culture within that organization. So we really dive into how collectively, Stephanie, Marin, and Dana are educating and empowering just different people in different leadership roles. And when I say leader, I don't mean title. Leader as in individuals within organizations. So that way we're improving culture that ultimately leads to this more successful retention, better workplaces to be in, and just by really leaning on each other's strengths. So that is part two, which I highly recommend you check out episode 130, as well as I really recommend that you check out the Soulful Leader podcast and the Mindful Trucker. And it's just, they're phenomenal people going in an incredible direction that I'm really aligned with. So thank you so much again, my friends, for coming onto the podcast. It was awesome. Episode 131, had a phenomenal conversation with Stephanie Carruth, who owns Minds for Matter. So Stephanie is an industry leader, and her experience, her upbringing in industry, her ability to learn, simplify, teach, phenomenal. And just the direction that her and her organization and her industry partners are going on is crazy. It's so cool. So throughout our conversation, we dive into some must-dos that organizations need to do when they're developing an onboarding program, implementing, but also people going through their onboarding program. That way people stay. You don't want to retain, or you don't want to hire, you don't want to recruit, you don't want to spend all this time for people to leave in 3 months. So she's really working with people and developing these systems to really help shift that mindset and that approach, which I think is phenomenal, as well as we navigate through just different things from a human resources perspective, recruiting, retention, all these great topics for professional drivers, share their advocacy for them as people. And it was a great conversation. So thank you so much again, Stephanie, for taking the time to join me on the podcast. Episode 132, I get to speak to another mentor of mine who also owns a podcast, Jamie Irvine. So he's the host of the Heavy Duty Parts Report. Jamie, I see your champ, man. Your leadership is so appreciated. Your mentorship is so appreciated to our industry. And we really dive into how businesses really need to start shifting to be online. They need to be visible. They need to be automized, digitalized. And he's just a phenomenal leader in this space. So we really dive into just what this looks like, the necessities. We backtrack a little bit. We talk about if we look at population and then we look at workforce and we look at all these needs. phenomenal conversation. So again, just really recommend that you check that out. And again, that's episode 132. But also highly recommend that you learn more about the heavy duty parts report. I'm just super grateful, Jamie. Thank you so much for taking the time. So that was June 2022's recap episode. As you can tell, there's some phenomenal leaders that came back onto the podcast or joined for the first time that really stepped up, continue to lead in an incredible way. And I'm just super grateful. So thank you so much again. Direct links are in the show notes and in July. So I'm just so excited for July because we do have some phenomenal leaders that have stepped up again from ELDs, telematics, insurances, and so much more. So stay tuned, subscribe to the channel you're listening to so that way you are notified of all upcoming episodes. We do release 2 episodes each week. So again, super grateful for that. And again, as we're navigating in our space, I really do encourage you to think about what pivotal impact you can create with the lives of others. So if we're talking about simple things like how we communicate with each other using a smile, saying hi, being mindful of language, that type of stuff, to lending a hand, sharing expertise, sharing guidance, but really be mindful of what pivotal impact you can create. We all have that ability, and I really believe that. And our industry just continues to get better as we become better. And as we become better by being intentional and intentionally helping and serving others, I think there's a huge opportunity for us to really prosper as people, but as an industry. So really encourage you this month just to keep pressing forward, keep doing the right thing, being really mindful of just how you're communicating with other people, how you're showing up for other people by showing up as your best version of your own self. And at the end of the day, if you ever have a question, you ever have a need, please reach out. I'm always available. If it's through email, if it's through messaging on social media, all my contact information, of course, is in the show notes. But please reach out. If you have a question, industry specific, life specific, let's get down. Let's make this happen. And again, thank you so much to our industry leaders that continue to serve with just high, incredible service. Super grateful. And again, if you have questions, if you have inquiries, if you're looking to come onto the Direct Focus podcast, send me an email. Let's set up a call. We'll talk about it. We'll create an outline. We'll run with it. So again, as always, I'm just super grateful. Let's create a pivotal impact.